I pledge allegiance to God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Minutes of the prior meetings. Motion.
I'll make the motion to accept the meeting.
Second, okay. Motion made and seconded. Approval is due.
Sure.
Update on water, wastewater improvements and expand projects.
Yes, thank you all for coming today, making some time. I'll give you a brief update specifically with the wastewater. So we're most officially wrapping up our CDBG grant for community development plan. We're closing that out, we're carrying this month to officially close it out. Currently, we're about $3,000 under budget. I'm still trying to figure out ways to spend the entirety of that grant. It's difficult when you get towards the end, what you can and what you can't spend. But we're close. So we're finishing up onto DEQ, and it's got the official approval from DEQ to come back. So now our main focus, since that will be accomplished, is our water design. We're going to try to get that water design, ultimately get those together for a bid package this winter, sometime this winter. Project started in the spring or early summer next year, 2020. So I imagine some shovels hitting the ground next year. Should happen. We did accordingly in case we got started early in the spring for that reason. On the project, I know there was a bunch of letters that went out early August in regards to, merely in regards to bare land up there or projects being under development right now. So we're not going to give a waiver of SDCs to bare land to existing customers. Yeah.
So did that go to Alina too?
Yeah, it went to every customer up there, regardless if you were in that scenario or not. It went to every existing place or bare land, it went to you.
Well, is a RV lot with an RV on it?
Bare land. So they look at those, they've probably talked to that customer.
Well, the county told them.
No problem. And I'll be glad to talk to any client to them. Project 2022, we hope to be wrapped up by.
Wow.
I see those three projects still. There's wastewater improvements, so at our facility, new lagoon, new pivots, upgrades out there. Project two is the water reservoir and pump upgrade, up in collection, the cable, Glenwood, all those areas. Daily, you go through those projects one, two, three, but they will overlap. They will start somewhat at the same times. Now, we can't be done with project three unless project one or two are complete. But they will all be moving pieces going on when we start doing these. Because in order to be done by 2022, we can't just do project one, complete it, project two, complete it, project three. We won't have enough time. We might have three different contractors here working at times. So it'll get busy. It'll be busy. Yeah.
And the cable area, you know, the
yeah, that's still a discussion, yes.
Well, because they put new poles, kind of a BS story about, you know, well, it'll cost too much.
On the table, so there might be conduits that get put in the ground.
Okay.
They may not utilize those conduits for a few years, but it'd be the opportunity to put some infrastructure in the ground, because ultimately, at some point in the future, they're going to have to go underground, valuing at least getting some conduits in. Now, they might not bring the power underground right with the project, but they, you know, there's going to be some possibilities for conduits going in, you know, banks of conduit. They got to keep their infrastructure going. That's why you're seeing pole replacements, because
yeah,
that's going to be ongoing. At some point, they're going to want to go underground up there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're through with utility items?
Sure,
okay.
Yeah. And there's going to be more items in the staff report, too. Update on the cemetery, we have been doing some work up there. Some of it's visible, some of it's not. Recently hired a contractor to repaint that building. And you're going to see pictures of that. I think they did a really nice job. Did, you know, coat of primer, the whole works. Went through and caulked everything. We went up there ahead of time and pressure washed it to get all the dust and stuff off of it. Cobwebs, you name it. They did a nice job, and they did it, I think, very reasonable price. I think my quote was $1,200. They did, you know, they did a really nice job. So that was one of our projects. Paul has seen it. They did a pretty good job.
They did look nice.
Flagpole placed. So we put in a sleeve in the ground up there. We were waiting to get a solar light, put a fix on that pole, so that flag will be at night. So there is a base up there. You can see that up there, vault near the structure. There's a, we put a sleeve on the ground. The guy green septic lid over to keep some dirt from falling in. So that solar light should be ordered in the next couple of days. We picked one out. And the mechanisms for lowering it and all the behind here. Yeah.
Is that going to be protected from vandalism?
It'll be somewhat protected, you know. I mean, really, I suppose they could just like these, but what we've been doing or have done is we recently have purchased a new piece of equipment. And we did a new piece of equipment. It's called a tool cap. It's a skid steer, but it's a hybrid piece of equipment. And I got a video. We'll show you real quick. We can't hear it, but just watch. Everything we thought we needed it to do. I will tell you that this unit does everything we need to do and more, for sure. What we really liked about it was its versatility and its mobility, how you can maneuver in town. We tried it out on city sidewalks, specifically in the mindset of we're going to do some plowing. It's not as cumbersome going on the sidewalks as a skid steer will. Traveling in town, through town, we don't have to trailer this unit to get around town because it goes 10 more miles per hour than the other unit. Like a skid steer to go through, you know, putting it on, you know, if we had to get it, use it up in the cemetery. We did some cleanup up there, so we were using it to fix some of those rows. Some of the rows had some pretty steep angles to get up on them for like wheelchairs and stuff. Some, you know, 2x4s in the back, some bad 2x4s. We went and got a load of gravel and brought it over there and dumped it. I mean, it was just versatile. We can get in the little spots up there, and it was nice. It was really nice. The attachments we included in the quote were obviously a bucket. Doing different, lifting different things. A sweeper, like a street sweeper. We used a street sweeper on it for both different units. We demoed, not purchased an auger. We did purchase a snowblower, a sweeper, and put our public work site in the middle of town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, park it in there.
It's just
really
a beautiful piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And we like it. We should go out.
Try it out.
What's nice about it, if we're going to go do sidewalks along Highway 87 and keep these sidewalks clear, we can put
this winter,
right?
Try
that. We'll have a snowblower
try
in the front.
Try
out
the driveway just to drive.
Oh, yes.
For how maneuverable it is, there's still going to be spots that can't get to with a snowblower. It's just a portable snowblower in the back of it because it's got a bed. And you have two guys right in front. One guy could get out and start clearing some of the, like, you know, access to cross during that, those little spots, while the other guy's pushing snow. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have two rigs working through town.
Right.
It's pretty slick.
That's
you nice. Even get like a box sweeper unit where it'll contain whatever you sweep, it'll pick it up and you can dump it. So we get all these cinders, rocks and stuff, when ODOT throws it onto the sidewalks. We don't have to throw it back onto the highway because we know exactly where it's going to end up again. We can go pick it up with a box sweeper. We're thinking about doing like up to 2 inches of snow with that sweeper, room it off into the swales, and then we get more snow. Clearly, that equipment's getting funded from Vision and doing a lot of street work. So we got 40 grand from streets towards it. Water and Sewer gave roughly a little over 20 grand from those funds total from both, and Cemetery picked up the rest. I think we don't want to do that because it's going to be utilized in all avenues of work around here. Hopefully a few sweatshirts too. Hats.
What kind of warranty is on those?
I don't really get a warranty on them. I couldn't quote you what, if it's a year, 5 years, 10 years, but they've got a very good local presence. If we have issues with it, they're going to bring us another unit down while they work on that one, you know, stuff like that. A few municipalities like Bend and Redmond, they're using those. Deschutes County's using them. They really like it. Use it for all phases of work, even when they're doing construction on the road. The signs in the back, and they can throw signs out real quick. If they need to use it as a pilot rig, they'll use it to pilot vehicles around job sites. I mean, this is versatile. Doing a lot of dirt work and stuff, excavation. I say skid steer would be better because it's a heavier piece of equipment. It's got a little more power for that in that regards. But let's face it, a little bit of dirt work here and there for backfilling and opening up ditches, and it does a fine job with that.
Right.
Diesel, all-wheel drive.
Okay.
Yep.
So
yeah.
You can get things done.
Mm-hmm. All work done on this run.
Yeah. We sat down with the crew and said, what piece of equipment makes the most sense of the ones we demoed? Which ones do you guys? Hands down, I think everybody thought the Toolcat. We were a little apprehensive at first because we just didn't know. Is it going to be, you know, even not really get done what we need to do, but it's a well-built machine. Got 40 different attachments that go with it.
Wow.
And I know ODOT made a mention to me if we ever get a unit. Barla, a snowblower all the time problem, and a sweeper and stuff, but you know, they may have a grader attachment over there we can pick up and do some grading with on maybe some of our access roads we need to do some grading on, like have a driller auger like you were saying. So, hey, can we borrow your driller auger? We're gonna set a few posts. They would let us do that every day, it'd be one thing, right?
Right.
I'm trying to purchase something over the last 2 to 3 years. I've just been stripping on the sidewalks and stuff. And they're gonna do with a truck. We want to keep this town open. You know, if we're talking about snow plowing, we're going to be hopefully reopening that contract here in the next few weeks. For tomorrow's council session, we're going to look at that, different aspects of how roads on the south end of town are supposed to do, and they're on the north end of town.
Sounds good. Anything else on that item?
Porter potty and the chains across there.
I think the chains is something we'll definitely get on pretty quick. How about that? Painting it? But I just don't know. The reason it isn't. Once you start painting that concrete, that'll
keep doing it. It's got to be warm in order to get in.
That's good. And, you know, porta potties, I think a more permanent solution we work towards would be better. We just don't have a lot of money built up in the cemetery fund.
Sorry.
Possibly, yep. Especially when we start doing some major work through town, maybe we do something up.
The fairer weather, there will be porta potties there.
That's our goal. I don't have any other items or concerns. It's been a busy construction season. There's on that. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. We have a big county meeting with the county tomorrow. So we'll have a, well, my, you know, we don't have a map up right now, but north is a whole line of routes, basically. And the divider would be
roads on the north or more roads on the
that's
south.
That's what I was trying, when I was picking that line, I was trying to kind of divide it up evenly to what it made more roads over there, miles of roads, stuff like that. Be the best, makes the most sense, and then geographically it makes the most sense. Any suggestions on snow removal? Good deal.
No, I like the idea.
The hardest part is there's not an outfit in Lapine anywhere. We did last year, and you have two contractors. You know, it's still going to be tough, but at least you can get some of those areas cleared up more, you know. Now whether we get the office geared up to bid the whole city of Lapine. No, but feedback I've gotten from contractors, they're interested. Well, it's the whole city that I don't have enough manpower to do that. And like
the amount, because when you go out,
sure,
snow blowers,
you
definitely out to go to work. Shovel, but when it's really, really, I
put things in there, if it's 2 foot or more on entrances, that's when we step in and say, hey, the typical customer right by hand, right? If it's less, if it's a foot or more, in there right now it says 2 foot or more. Now, whether that's been enforced or not, and then, you know, it's all, if it's 2 foot of fluffy snow, it's, you can move it. You ain't touching it without a piece of equipment. Sometimes I've had to go up there with the backhoe before and start pushing out driveways just because this one's going to have a little bit to cater to that need. Budgeted another 10 grand on our snow plumb from last year. I didn't even look at any other options.
I remember when we were incorporating the public.
Have you ever considered end gates on your graders?
We personally don't own any graders. It's the contractors that have those.
Have the contractors cheap.
Yeah.
Piece of steer up north. So.
Right.
And people like you can go to work. You know. But it works and it's cheap.
Yeah. I know ODOT's looking at that along the highway though. they get some kind of new truck that has an angle plow that'll drop. You go down the highway and you block every business entrance. Or, you know, and then you get these big humps going on and off the highway.
Of ice.
Of ice. Yeah. You help them start digging on it.
So that would be something that when a contractor is bidding on the snow.
You know, if you only got a few inches of snow, they're probably not going to take a road grader out, you know. More often diesel and time involved, but when it gets too much snow, they...
Anybody ever considered it or not?
Because usually that's really what screws things up when the grader comes through and starts. Maybe some rig follows them and does some cleanup work, you know. But they have to stay open all the time.
We have our big U, and really they would only have to do one.
Which entrance is the most important to you? We're only going to do one. We're going to do it when it's an inch, clear your driveway for an entrance. Yeah. A lot of times we'll go out and start pushing driveway entrances open. I know. Already interacting.
Boy, this is going to be a short one. Okay, no problem.
Issues.
Update on the right turn lanes.
So yeah, so we had a refinement plan meeting, our first one. It's been a month ago, the advisory committee, and all the way to 6th Street. I let them know after last time your guys' feelings on that. The committee's got me and Melissa on that committee. The other side of the argument is, because I've heard it from all angles, you know, you get traffic flowing off of turn right now, is speeding up traffic. So you're pretty plugged up, right?
The intersection, you break the white line up so people can get in there. Right now, they're intimidated.
Yeah.
You know, they see a solid white line.
You have a hard time getting it.
You break it up, and it's first come, first serve. In there, you want to make a right turn, or a bike gets ahead of you, they got the right of way.
Right.
I should have made this comment when we were in the cemetery, but
sure. This
is a member's comment. Cemetery, don't forget we need to put the poles in there so they know where to plow or not to plow.
Okay. So chain and proper width without tearing up the headstone.
Right.
And nobody wants to do that.
No.
You never know how much snow we're going to get.
So back to the issue, there's probably some apathy in the community, that people meetings.
Right.
So how do people know that this issue is going to be addressed at a certain city council meeting? Are there other ways for people to be aware of, oh, that's going to be addressed tonight, I need to go to that meeting?
Yeah, they posted, where do we post our agendas?
Are you specifically talking about the refinement plan meetings or the city council meetings?
The city.
Posted on our website, on Facebook, at Ace Hardware, at the library, okay. In our window. And Chamber puts it on their newsletter, the dates. I mean, that the Chamber newsletter doesn't say what's going to be talked about. Not on the Chamber newsletter. It tells you what days the meetings are. But our agendas are posted in all those other places.
They might attend a meeting and be vocal about it.
I know when I ran the
whole Highway 97 through town, you know, and First Street. But we can definitely let council know again. But there, even the overpass is still on the table. They told us not to pass.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And that would, you know, if you do a bypass for a truck route, that changes elements through town big time.
All the time. They're on flat ground. Why do they need to do that?
Right.
And why do we allow for something anyway coming into town and then slowing down? Why do they need the jake brake? There shouldn't be any for it.
I know that. That's not okay.
Well, a lot of jake brakes now are auto, so you can turn that off.
As soon as you let off the throttle, there's an on-off switch. If it's on, which they usually keep it on all the way off the throttle, the jake brake kicks in. It saves wear and tear on the brakes.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
It's actually
better. Well, you don't want unmuffled. You want a muffler.
Right.
They want, you know, the truck with the mufflers is not too bad. With the straight pipes, it's really
cool, clear night. I can hear the
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn morning.
That is how you get
transit community.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting when we come up with them. I was surprised that the trucking company was not against a roundabout.
No,
they were
not.
Like, if to put in right, it actually worked pretty well.
Well, it worked. It works with traffic. It probably worked.
Change things a little bit. We pull that conversation, obviously. That's a need. And discussion
needs to be, you know, I think that this town.
Do that too.
Yeah, and I come off of Finley Butte.
Yeah, well, you have it right now with traffic coming, going north. They're working on the road, highway down here at Gilchrist.
Yeah,
and so they're
let
stopping
go.
And, you know, they get a whole line of trucks coming.
Yeah.
and when the light changes, at first you got two lines of vehicles going, and you just, once they get that done, that'll eliminate one of the problems.
Yeah, I don't think it will, actually, because I think.
They're gonna have to, it's a major highway now. A lot of the truck drivers are going to like, I was packed. That was really bad. After they got to going home to Mashin, as far as you could see down 97.
Gordy's?
You're not sitting out there traffic either.
Gordy's keen on the idea to clear up their intersection though, for sure, and they're on the advisory committee too.
Good.
Well, in that way, the whole north end will be kind of represented.
And nothing ever, it just sort of dissolved, and be what ODOT wants.
Right, investigation. And put health.
Well, thank you.
And bend to Redmond versus.
Some of the regions, basically. So I would probably have to agree with you, that they definitely have evidence up there, but just because of the population.
Look at it like, La Palma is the old problem. Bend to Redmond.
Federally too, for that case.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it.
Cause we're an old problem.
I still think it's the case. I think if you look at, but they're definitely interested in what's going on, and we're trying to do some of the timeframes for ODOT getting stuff done. It's not gonna happen overnight. We got halted. There was 10 years of planning, but they had some major problems.
And the issues in.
And the problem gets solved, another problem arises. That's how long it's, from these take, you know?
Are they still planning to do?
Well, I've seen the plans that show it, it's just the funding, right?
Sure, as obvious as.
They've had their own idea about clearing up their intersection?
They have their own idea, but they want something to happen there.
There's been nothing proposed, or no details. Or put Gordy on this side.
You know, I read in the paper a while back that they were talking about building tunnels under 97 for the deer to go back. Don't they just clear the trees in that area there?
Right.
Deers can see. Cause they just jump out of those trees, bam, they get hit.
Right.
I think they're putting.
Yeah, I've seen those. A lot of studies and stuff before they do that, I mean, yeah.
And where they put it, I thought, okay, you know, that's ODOT, they do.
Quality rates for wildlife is, you know, way to mitigate that. Cause we're having wildlife management problems, a major corridor of migration for deer to the state. You don't have the migration like you do with the mule deer here. Reactionary time.
Right.
Yes.
But unfortunately, when people are driving, you can give them all the room in the world, they're still not gonna react because they're not paying attention.
I have a staff comment. just a reminder that the next meeting, we're gonna need to appoint. So right now, meeting will need to decide if you wanna remain chair and then have a new vice chair, or how we want to organize a new group.
Okay.
So that'll be on the agenda for next time. And also, I'm not sure if you guys are aware that the city council does receive a copy of the minutes once they're approved. So like we approved August minutes, that means in the next city council meeting, not tomorrow, but the one after that, they'll get a copy of your meeting minutes. So they have the opportunity to read and figure out what you guys discussed, what the committee is thinking, what the committee, you know, in terms of like the right hand, they would have that information, assuming everybody reads. I'm sure if you guys were aware that they go,
right.
It does go to the council, so they are aware of what's happening in all the committees.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I do see it.
Yeah, I talked to a couple different in there.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I actually got some minutes yet.
Oh, okay.
Right, so, but.
Because we only have a meeting every other month.
They get them when they're approved.
Once we approve today, they won't even get them tomorrow. They won't get them till the next.
It's too late to put on the agenda for next, for tomorrow. So they'll get it on the 23rd of this month.
Okay, then, I need a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We did a meeting.